Good evening, Family Worship Center in lovely Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Woo! Pastor Chris bought these really cool mugs. Not just mugs, they are tumblers with Family Worship Center on them. These are almost the, what's the fancy one called? What's the really cool hot mug thing called?
Yeti.
Yeti, thank you, Yeti. Anyway, it's, you know, a Yeti-style mug, $18. Great opportunity. Give them as gifts to your family. Give them as an opportunity as a witness tool. Or do what I do. Take my coffee, run to work late like I usually am, and jump on that conference call. So, amen. All right, a couple other things. I think we have I think we mentioned about PowerFit new class this evening. Today, Zion's Lions will be with Miss Melissa. And the Kingdom Kids have a major party happening because they are with Lindsay. So I'd like to introduce our pastor, Pastor Kelly, to lead us in prayer.
Stand with me, everybody. Are you ready to worship? Are you ready, church? Yes. Come on. It's good to see you. Welcome our new little baby in the house, Shepherd John. Congratulations. Woo! We're excited to have him in Autumn. With us and wherever Dan the man is. He must be working. I just want to read a scripture to you in Mark 11 verse 23. You all know this. You all know this verse. It says, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain. Every one of us has a mountain, don't we? May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I will tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. Amen. That is a promise to us that we all have a mountain and we need to lift it up before God and said, this mountain be cast into the sea. Amen. And not doubt in our hearts, but believe and we shall have what we say. Hallelujah. I was reminded of the woman who had the issue of blood. Listen, she believed that she would be healed because you know what she said to Jesus? She said that I may touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. She got whatever she said. If you need a healing tonight, he is here. If you need set free tonight, he is here. Listen, I've been worshiping today, and the word that I was hearing, like, God is still a healer. God still sets free. He didn't just do it then. He is doing it today. He is doing it now. He wants to continue to do it. Listen to people. If you're here tonight and you need set free from something, claim it tonight. Believe in your heart that it's yours. Hallelujah. Believe. Hallelujah. Believe. Amen. You can have what you say. Hallelujah. And Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord God, with expectancy in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We are coming, Lord God, to lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We believe in you, Lord God. We believe, Lord God. We believe for our healings, Lord God. We believe for our families, Lord God, that they will be saved. Hallelujah. We believe, Lord God, that financial issue, Lord God, must be gone, Lord Jesus, because we believe in your word, Lord Jesus. Whatever, Lord God, that mountain may be in our lives, Lord God. We believe, Lord God. We stand in faith, Lord God. Not move to the right, not move to the left, but we stand in faith today, believing, Lord God, that we can have, Lord God, what we say. Your word says, Lord God. Your word says it, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. Bless these people abundantly, God. Bless our pastor, our praise team, our children, Lord God, and all these people of God and here in this house. And we all said, amen. Don't forget, you bring your offering.
We're choosing celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the song, you're the song of our hearts. We cast aside our shadows, sorrows. You're the song, you're the song. Because you're the song, you're the song of our hearts. The dark is just a canvas for your grace and brightness. You're the song, you're the song of our hearts. We're dancing to the rhythm of your heart, rising from the ashes to stars. You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. Love, your joy, you're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Song of my heart. In the shadows, in the sorrows, in the desert where the pain hits, you are constant, ever present. You're the song of my heart. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. Oh, love, you're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. Oh, you're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. Love, love, into your arms.
Want to welcome everyone here, everyone on Facebook. I just encourage you to just get after God in your praise and your worship. And then when Pastor brings the word, just soak it all in. And just see what God has for you tonight, because God is here.
We're singing. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
The one who gave it all, and I'll stand
my soul, Lord, to you surrender all I am is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe for the one who gave it all. So I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrender all I am is yours. So what can I say? And what can I do? But to offer this heart, oh God, completely to you.
So what can I say?
So what can I say? And what can I do but to offer this heart, oh God, completely to you? So I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who.
And I cannot help to praise you.
God, you've been good to me. Yes, you've been good to me.
And my soul sings.
And my soul sings. And my soul sings with all my heart. I love you, Lord. You're my first love. You're my reward. And through the years,
you've been good to me, Lord.
You've been good to me. So good to me. So dancing on the rising sun to the hopeful future and the dreams to come. And when the seasons change, no, I won't give up. Will you never fail me?
No, not once.
No, not once. And I'm dancing on the rising sun to the hope of your future and the dreams to come. And when the seasons change, no, I won't give up. You'll never fail me. No, not once. And my soul sings. And my soul sings.
And my soul sings.
My soul sings. My soul sings with all my heart. I love you, Lord. You're my first love. You're my and through the years, you've been good to me. So good to me. So good to me. Couldn't dream of a better father. I couldn't dream of a better father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better father. I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better father. I got this joy and I won't let go. Looked in his eyes and he freed my soul. I got this joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got this joy and I won't let go. I looked in his eyes and I freed my joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it, I got the joy and it won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it, I got the joy and it won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it, I got the joy and it won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and it won't let go. My soul knows it well. My soul knows it well. My soul knows it. Father, I couldn't dream of a better God. I couldn't dream of a better Father.
Come on, just tell him tonight. Come on, hallelujah.
I couldn't dream of a better God.
Come on, this is worship. Just tell him how much you appreciate it.
I couldn't dream of a better Father.
I love you, Jesus. Oh,
I couldn't dream of a better God.
Yeah.
I couldn't dream of a better Father.
Hey, hey, hey.
I couldn't dream of a better God.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't dream of a better Father.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't dream of a better God. Couldn't dream of a better Father.
Yeah, yeah.
I got this joy and I won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got this joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got this joy and I won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul.
Bless his name.
I got this joy and I won't let go.
Somebody got to shout tonight. Yeah.
My soul knows it. I got this joy and I won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go. My soul knows it. I got the joy and I won't let go. Look in his eyes and it freed my soul. I got the joy and I won't let go.
And
my soul knows it well.
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 Lord,
my soul knows it well.
Oh, he set me free.
My soul knows it well.
Yeah, yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
My soul knows it well.
I'm set free tonight, yeah.
My soul knows it well.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, yeah.
My soul knows it well.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you've done, God. I thank you, God, Lord, that you set us free. Right here tonight, God, Lord, I just declare right now that whoever the Son sets free is free. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that we're not bound in chains, but I'm free, hallelujah, in your name, God. I am free, hallelujah. I've been loosed by darkness, and I stand in the light, hallelujah, of your dear Son, God. God, I bless you. I thank you for your greatness, for your goodness, God. I can't help but shout your praise. I can't help but shout your praise. God, if I have nothing else to offer, God, I offer you all my worship. I offer you all my praise, God. Lord, I might not have riches. Might not have talent, but God, I give to you my praise. I give to you my thanks. I thank you, Father God, for your love that you bestowed upon me, God. I don't take it lightly, God. Forgive us if we do, God. We come here tonight, God, Lord, just to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, I pray tonight that our words are not just words. And to God, Lord, that we just not say these things. To God, Lord, that we give you our heart, we give you our lives. But Father God, Lord, I pray that we mean it from the depth of our hearts. Pray to God, Lord, that we don't give you false words, but words that are true and pure. Words that have meaning. We stand upon that tonight, God. Father God, right here tonight, God, Lord, whatever it might be in the hearts of each person here, God, Lord. Although that each one of us have come, there's something might be in our hearts or hurts, or whatever that might be to God, Lord. Whatever it might be, Father God, you're the answer. You're the answer, God. You are the answer to everything we search for. You're the answer to everything we need, God. Hallelujah. Whatever we're thirsty for, you're it. Whatever we're hungry for, you're it, God. Hallelujah. You are it, God. You are everything we need. You are the great I am. Everything that I need is in you, Father God. And I pray to God, Lord, that we surrender to that, God. I pray to God, Lord, that we bow our knee to that, God. That you're everything, everything, everything that I need. Hallelujah. Come on, tell someone, he's everything that we need. Hallelujah. He's everything that we need. Hallelujah. He's everything. God, Lord, I thank you for that. Let our eyes be open in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Children may go to the classes. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give God praise. Come on, just take time. Hallelujah. As the kids go, just tell God you love them tonight. Come on. Come on, just tell them you love them tonight. Come on, you love God. I love God. I love God. I love God. I'm not ashamed to tell them I love them. Hallelujah. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, God. I love you, God. We proclaim it. We declare it, God. We declare it, God. Right tonight, God. Oh, my soul. My soul shouts out. My soul praises God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, right here tonight, God. Right now. Hallelujah. Right now. Let us be awakened. Hallelujah. Right now, God. We thank you. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, praise team. Amen, hallelujah. Give God praise. Give God glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah. I really pray. I pray that we never make this a routine. Amen. We never wake this. I ask tonight that we do something. Will you do something for me? That we're not just here just to go through, just to hear me talk. Amen. I'm not here about that. I'm not here for that purpose. I'm not here just to have you come here and hear me talk. That's not my heart. My heart is for us to be ignited by God. Hallelujah. To be passionately in love with, for God to overwhelm us with all that he is. Hallelujah. That we can bless our brothers, our sisters, those around us. Hallelujah. That we would be the overflow of the abundance of God. Hallelujah. That in the midst of that, those that are around us will look and say, God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Out of your life that others around you say, God is good. Hallelujah. Am I provoking others to say, God is good? I want to. Come on. You want to? Amen. So tonight, I just want to encourage you to do me a favor. Amen. All the generation does this where they take a selfie. Tell someone, take a selfie. I'm going to say it again because I want you to catch this. To take a selfie. You know, you got to turn it around. The reason why I want you to say this, I want you to think about this. I want us to take a selfie of ourselves. Of where I am. Say evaluate. Listen, we got to evaluate. We got to take a look of where we are. Where is my walk with God? We've been talking about walking. Keep on walking. Tell someone, keep walking. That we got to continue to keep walking with God. Hallelujah. That we got to keep walking with God. And sometimes we got to walk through some stuff. Amen. Sometimes we got to walk through some stuff. And as you walk with God, there's some things that probably will fall off us if we keep walking with God. So tell someone, just keep walking. Hallelujah. But what we got to do is we got to pay attention. We got to see that, listen, I have to be accountable. Amen. I have to be accountable to my walk. No one else could be accountable for my walk but me. So I can't blame Pastor Chris. Come on, help me. I love you. You might want to, hallelujah, but when you stand before God, you can't blame me. You got to say that you are accountable for your walk with Him, amen? That every step that we take, we got to come to a place where that I cherish every moment, every breath that I take, hallelujah, that I just don't look at it as just another ordinary day, but I say with everything within me, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, amen? For this is the day. Tell someone, this is the day. Come on. This is the day. Hallelujah. I said, this is the day. Hallelujah. I said, this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. Hallelujah. I will be glad in the day the Lord has made, because everything that I need is in it. There's nothing, hallelujah, that in Christ that I do not have that He's not already fulfilled that I need to walk in. I got to keep walking. Tonight I pray to God, Lord, as we end this series, that you take a look and take a selfie and say, where is my walk with God? What am I doing in my walk with God? Amen? There was a man named Billy Graham. Y'all heard of him? And he was, years ago, he was walking around and he was trying to find a post office to mail a letter. And he couldn't find it. So he comes across a little boy, and he walks up to the little boy, and he says, hey, son, he says, can you tell me where the post office is? And he says, yes, sir. He says, you go down two blocks. He says, it's right on the right around the corner. So great. He says, son, what are you doing tonight? Nothing. Why? He says, well, I'm doing a revival tonight. He says, why don't you come? He says, and I'm going to tell you how to get to heaven. And he says, I do not think so. Oh. Why not? He said, listen, if you can't find the post office, I'm not going to trust you to get me to heaven. All right, one more. You guys know that Jesus is not allowed in jewelry stores. You know why? Because He breaks the chains. I said, because He breaks the chains. Come on, tell someone, keep on walking. What's my walk look like? Let's take a look at a few scriptures here tonight. I just want to help you out. I want you to see this And this is in Micah. Micah is one of those that are kind of tough to find where it is. It's kind of in between a few other ones. It's right behind Jonah, I think, right before Jonah. Where's he at? Micah, there he is. Yeah, right behind Jonah. This is in Micah 6. I'm talking about walking with God. What does God expect from me? And the Bible says this, it says, and will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? Or will 10,000 please God? Will the rivers of oil, shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He that showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require? Say, what's the Lord require? This is what the Lord requires, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God. To walk with God. God has a desire, a requirement that you walk with Him. Every provision. See, sometimes people get upset with God, but what happens is if I stop walking with God, the provision is in my walking with Him. The provision is in the fellowship that I have with Him. The provision is in the abiding. Say the abiding. It's not in the leaving. It's in the abiding that I abide in Him. Hallelujah. That in that is the provision that God has for me. Everything that I have is in that communion with Him. In that provision is everything that I need. It's in that fellowship that I have with Him. It's not outside of that. Come on, amen. But it's in that. Say it's in it. So all that I need is in Jesus. Amen. I want you to catch this. Leviticus 26. I just want to give you these couple of scriptures that talk about walking with God. And I don't know about you, but I'm a word man. And I like the word. And I like to just find different words and different places in the Word of God, and I'd like to give you a whole bunch of them so that you could take hold of them, and it's not just mine, but it's His. He's speaking. This is God's Word. And you shall make no, this is in 26, you shall not make no idols nor graven images, nor rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Say, He's the Lord. So I want you to see this and understand something. And He begins to tell us some things that there's a lot of images that might get my attention. Now, we might not be able to understand that, but He's telling us there's some images. You might not be putting an image of a foreign god in your house and worshiping, but sometimes I want you to know that I worship a lot of images that aren't of God. Sometimes those things are fears, they're doubts, there's angers, there's different things, come on, that I surrender to my flesh and I worship those things. And God says, let there be no other God but me. Worship nobody but me, amen? So he says, and you shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary, I am the Lord. And if you walk, say if you walk, in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, I will give you the rain in due season. Say, if you keep my word. If you keep walking. Come on. He says, I will give you the rain in due season, and the land shall yield your increase, and the trees field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. Hallelujah. You can't tell one from the other, but they're going to keep on flowing. Amen. Say, keep flowing. He says, and you shall eat the bread to the full and dwell in the land safely. And I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall, because there'll be a boldness within you. Hallelujah. When you're walking with God, it will inspire you, hallelujah, to do what you couldn't do on your own. Amen. He says, and you shall chase down your enemies. He says, and five of you shall chase on the hundred, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you and the sword. And for I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat, hallelujah, of the old store, the overflow of the abundance, and bring forth the old because of the new, hallelujah. You will make room for new. And I will set a tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not harbor you. It will not fight against you. And I will walk among you. Come on, amen. He'll walk among you, and he will be your God, and you shall be his people. And I am your Lord, and which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, come on, out of the world, out of sin, out of darkness, that you should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yokes, and I have made you to go upright. Say amen. Now, I said that to say this, we got to understand there's something in walking with God. It's keeping covenant. It's staying in relationship with God. It's not coming in and coming out. Tell someone it's choosing God. I know that every single day, I want you to know this, that I just did not choose my wife 30 some years ago on November the 24th at 1 o'clock. I did not choose her one time, but I choose her every day. I choose to walk with her together. I choose to walk through things together. I choose to walk in life together. Come on, say choose. Every single day I choose whether or not I'm going to walk with God. It's a choice. God does not force me to choose him, but it's a choice that I make to say, here I am. Lord Father God, I will walk with you. See, because there's some things that will try to distract me. There's some things that will try to get my attention. But at those moments, I got to choose. I got to take a selfie and say, what am I going to do? Amen? Say, I choose Jesus.
1 John 2. I just want to give you these. Amen? You all right? Okay, good. 1 John 2, 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Wow. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. You need to walk as he walks. See, I want us to understand and see that I heard Lynn Howell say this, that the commandments are no longer do I walk in the law, but I walk in the commandment of Christ, in the Spirit. I walk and I see what is right. I look at how Christ walked. I see his walk and I walk the same way that he walked. Amen? I walk like he walks. He says, and I began to think about Jesus when he was in the desert, when he was in a tough place and he was walking with the Father. As he began to leave, and the Father said, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. That he chose to walk with God. And as he went into the desert place, come on, say desert place. He continued to walk with the Father. And as he walked with God, I want you to see that he kept walking with the Father. And he began to, when I say walk with the Father, that he began to walk in the statutes that his Father gave. He walked in the words his Father gave. Everything time the enemy came against him, hallelujah, he had an opportunity to stop walking and choose something else. But he chose to walk in what God said. He chose to walk in what his Father set before him. That the word the Father gave. It's the promises, come on. It's the covenant that he gave. It's the safety. It's the provision. It is in the Father, hallelujah. And Jesus showed us, walk this way. And when every temptation came, he began to declare the word of the Father. It wasn't his words. It was his Father's words. It wasn't his will. It was his Father's will. See, I want you to hear this and know something, because there was another part of him that's called the flesh. That Jesus came in the flesh. And he walked in the flesh. He was all God, but yet he walked in the flesh. Amen? And he was tempted just like every one of us. And he got hungry. 40 days of not eating, you're going to get hungry. And your flesh begins to put a demand on you to feed it. But instead of answering with his flesh, he answered with the Spirit and says that no man shall eat but alone, but by every word the Father declares. And he showed us how to walk, because I want you to see something, that he did not bow, he did not worship the enemy, he did not respond to him. And as he continued to walk with the Father, the enemy ended up fleeing from him. Amen? When the enemy decided and realized that he wasn't going to worship me, the enemy will quit sticking around. When the enemy knows that you're not going to worship, but your worship's only for God, he's not going to stick around. You want to get the enemy to run? Keep worshiping. You know what the best medication is? Start worshiping. Just get alone with God. Hallelujah. Amen? Just get alone with God a little bit. It's the best medication. So Jesus was giving us an example. He was setting an order for us. Let's look at Romans 8. I know I got a lot of scriptures, but I just want to give these to you, because this is the end of our series and I have a whole bunch of scriptures left over. These aren't leftovers, but I want to give them all to you tonight. Amen? Amen? Romans 8:13. He says, "And if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify, subdue the deeds of the body, you shall live." So Jesus taught us how not to surrender to the flesh. He was tested in every way to surrender to his flesh. But he walked in the Spirit. Say, walk in the Spirit. The enemy will begin to test you every day, your flesh. Tell someone he can't touch your spirit. want you to get this. And he says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. And if though you, the spirit, you subdue the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons. Say, we're sons. We are the sons of God. Those that are led. Jesus was led. That was by example. I want you to see that. I want you to understand that. Now see, Jesus did something. I want you to get this. Do you remember the woman at the well? Do you remember how that Jesus, he said that he was weary from his journey and he sat down. Say he sat down. He sat down by the well because he was weary in his journey and he sent his disciples to go get some food. So Jesus was hungry, he was weary, just like we are, amen, hallelujah. And in the midst of that, all of a sudden, the woman came at the moment of time, at that moment of time. And at the end of it, y'all know the story of the woman of the well, but at the end, the disciples came back, and they watched the woman leave. And as the woman left, they said, Father, he says, they asked Jesus, they said, are you hungry? And he says, I'm not hungry anymore. And they were confused because they wonder who fed him. I'm here to tell you, listen, it wasn't the flesh that fed him, it was the Spirit of God that fed him. He says that I eat, hallelujah, I eat from what my Father has given me, from what the Father's provided, amen? There's a provision that God provides that your flesh can't. I lay this out because I want us to get this to understand something. Tell someone we're human. You human? I hope you are. And we're spirit. Say we're both. We have a body and we're spirit. You have a responsibility to maintain both. I want you to get this. I want you to get this. I believe this will help your walk when you understand something. That if we realize that I have a responsibility, and what happens is that unfortunately what we do is we maintain one and neglect the other. Now Jesus gave an example of how not to neglect your spirit, hallelujah, but to respond in your spirit and not let your flesh drive you, but you be led by the Spirit and not your flesh. Unfortunately, so many times what we do is we give our bodies something to eat, which is a good thing. Tell someone it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing. Come on, when you wake up in the morning, you give yourself a breakfast. Come on, you whatever snack you got to eat to get your energy built up. Amen. It's a good thing to do that. And then about lunchtime, you get something to eat and you eat that, whatever that might be. And maybe you eat an apple later on during the day or a bag of chips, whatever that is, because your body's telling you're hungry. So you have this habit. And at the end of the day, you begin to eat this big meal. And then maybe at night you eat some ice cream. And those are all good things, but listen, and we're all maintaining this part of our human, but yet there's a part of us that's the spirit that's eternal. We invest so much into something that's corruptible, hallelujah. I want you to know that this flesh is going to fade away, and we invest so much time and effort, which is a good thing that we need to do, but we spend so much upon that we neglect what's most important, that thing that's internal. It's your spirit. We invest in the flesh, but not in the spirit. So this is what I mean, that I need to take a selfie. I need to see that how am I maintaining my walk with God? How am I maintaining my spirit? Am I feeding the spirit with things of God? Jesus fed his spirit with the word of God. He spoke the word. He was strengthened by that. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the... We need to build up our faith in the Word of God. Am I making sense? We can't expect our spirit to gain victory over our flesh if we only feed our flesh. Sometimes we get upset with God. I want you to hear this. I believe this is valuable to your walk. We wonder why sometimes we don't get victories. It's because sometimes we expect our spirit to be somewhere that it's not because we didn't feed it. It's malnutrition. That's why the Bible says to build up your faith. To build up your faith. I am spirit and I am flesh. I need to maintain my spirit. I cannot neglect my spirit. I need to cherish it. Why? Because it's eternal. Hallelujah. It's eternal. Tell someone it's eternal. It's from God and will return to God. Listen. You all right? Proverbs 18:14. I'll read it to you. Healthy spirits conquer adversity. Say a healthy spirit. A fed spirit. A spirit that's fed. A spirit that's taken care of. He says, and it says, and when you're unhealthy, unable, when your spirit is weak, the smallest things can get to you and disturb your walk. So we got to understand something, that sometimes we wonder why things are so hard sometimes. It's because I did not maintain. I did not give my spirit its daily bread. I did not give its daily provision that's required for it to be strengthened. I didn't give it an afternoon stack and have a praise break. Come on, listen to me. I want you to know that when those moments came, just like it did to Jesus, when the enemy came in, that he disrupted with the spirit what the enemy was trying to do. He began to worship God. He began to bless the Father. Hallelujah. He began to maintain his walk with God. Sometimes you just got to get alone with God. Sometimes you got to go find a closet and shut the door. Tell someone shut the door. Sometimes you got to shut the door because people are out there. Maybe there's things that are being said. You got to get alone with God and begin to declare to him who he is. And if you begin to declare to God who he is, he's going to tell you who you are. You can't worship God. You cannot worship God with telling him who he is without him telling you who you are. It can't happen. So there's a responsibility to maintain this, to exercise myself. Maybe it's just one word. Maybe it's just that one word. Begin to think about that word during the day. Take that one scripture. You know, your pastor spends every single morning, except for the weekends, because I give it to you, and I give you a scripture every single day on Facebook. Say every day. You can't find it. I'll give it to you. You take that scripture. Let it get in your heart. Keep looking back to it. Open up your phone. Get back to that place. Remind yourself of what that says. Let God begin to talk to you. Let yourself begin to grow up a little. Let yourself begin to change from baby food to begin to eating some big boy food. We all like to eat junk food. I love it. I'm preaching at you. I like to eat junk food. But it ain't good for you. And the older you get, the more you realize you can't do that no more. Because the flesh that demanded you to eat it is the same flesh that demanded you at 2 o'clock in the morning to get up and go to the bathroom. Some of you ain't old enough yet. There's some things I can't eat like I used to. I have a responsibility. There's some things if I continue to eat, then it's not good for me that it could hurt me. I'm just being real. Amen? He said, but listen, when our spirit's weak, that little things disturb us. Say little things. Things that shouldn't bother us, things that should affect us when our spirit's strong. Because the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. they'll exchange their weakness for his might. I need to charge up during the day. I need to plug in, hallelujah, to the Lord. I'm already tapped into him, but I have to make it my intention. I have to intentionally do that. Hallelujah. I have to intentionally get up from where I am and move towards God and seek him, and I'll find him. Yes. I promise you, there's nothing greater than seeking after God and God showing up in your midst and showing you how great he is. That God wants to reveal who he is. I am. What does God want to reveal to me today that he is? I am this. I am that. Hallelujah. I want to be all this to you, but you got to let me. You got to choose for me to be. Because in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Say it's time to be. All right, we got to get going here. So, I'm never going to get to the whole end, but it's okay. That's okay. Tell someone it's okay. We got to get there. But sometimes there's some things that weaken. This is why. Genesis 2. Where did time go? This was supposed to be my last. But I have to maintain. I'm both. I'm this. And we understand that we are made. The Bible says this in Genesis 2, 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the... What did he form man of? The dust of the earth. Formed out of the dust. Stop and think about this, that you have the same elements that dirt does. Because when you pass away, the human side of you, the body, will become dust again. Everything that we've invested into in our human bodies will become dust again. The Bible says that I am from the dust, I'll return to the dust. But my spirit will live on. Somewhere. It's a choice. So he says that I formed you out of the dust. He says, and I breathed you, that he breathes spirit into man. Say spirit. So we are flesh and we are spirit. Thank God that we have Christ, because before that we were dirt bags. Before Christ, I was a dirtbag without him. Amen? But I want you to understand what the dust is. And the dust speaks of the flesh, the lower realm. Earthly realm, earthly things. Things that are temporary, things that fade away. Things that don't last. Amen? He says, these are small things. The lower realm, the carnal realm. The word carnal means this, the needs, their urges, their cravings, their attractions, the human nature. It's the human nature. It's the part of us is like, kind of like dogs, that if I hold up a ball in front of my dog, I can see his nature. All I gotta do is get in the drawer and pull out that shiny red ball, and all of a sudden his tail. Everything that animal intentions, come on, amen, that earthly realm, that animal behavior begins to go off in him, and he's got to get that ball, and I'll throw it and I'll run after it. And he'll keep doing it time after time again. Listen, that's what our earthly realm, that's what our the lower realm of us, the natural realm, the flesh, the carnal part of us is like. It's that instincts. It's that old nature. Come on, it's this cravings to the earthly things. And there's a part of us that if we begin to continue to feed those things, it begins to be in charge. If we feed that carnal with carnal things, it grows. And it gets out of hand. It gets out of control. That's why the Bible says If we be led by the Spirit and not led around like our flesh, this way and that way, with every whim, with every lust, every demand that it puts upon us. That's what it is in the world. But God has rescued us to live above that earthly realm. He set us higher, that we can walk in the Spirit, that we can walk empowered by the Spirit of God, not enslaved by the flesh. Does that make sense? Amen? The Bible says, therefore, there is no more condemnation, Romans 8:1, to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We're no longer servants to the flesh, tossed to and fro like dust blows in the wind. But we walk in the Spirit. The result of us doing that is Eve was tempted. She was tempted. And what happened was she fed her flesh. When the enemy came, he tempted her, hallelujah, with enticing words. And it stopped her. Do you know, I want you to know, for you to stop, someone's talking usually, unless you're walking right with them. But what happens is, when somebody's stopped, and they're trying to talk to you, that will distract you to stop. That's what the enemy did. That's what the serpent did to Eve. It got her attention to stop. Say stop. Stop moving. Amen? I want you to get this. You okay? To the needs and the urges, to the attractions, that she felt like she needed to get more. Eve was tempted, talking to that, to get more. What God said to her wasn't enough. What God said wasn't enough. She felt like there was something more. See, that's what our instincts do. That's what our flesh tells us. That's what the carnal mind, oh, you got to do this. That's how people get addicted, because they never get enough. They got to keep feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. Because it's never enough. But I want you to understand something. In the Spirit, as we walk in the Spirit, we begin to get that. We begin to understand. So let me finish with this. This is in Genesis 3. And he said, I heard the voice in the garden. And he says, I was afraid because we were naked. We were hid. He said, who told you that you were naked? Now, there's a couple things here that we got to understand something. That when they began to respond to the devil, they walked outside. They were being led by the flesh and not the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, there's a covering upon us. There's protection. Can you look up Psalms 91:4 for me? I want you to see this. He says, he shall cover thee. Say, they lost their covering. When they walked outside the abiding word, outside of what God said, they lost their covering. And he says, the covering with the feathers under thy wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. They walked outside of the truth when they began to walk in a lie. And they walked outside of the covering that he protected for them in his words that he gave them. Don't eat from there. Just trust me. Say, trust me. See, they walked outside of the trust. They walked outside of that safety. And in the midst of that, they communed with their flesh, with the lower realm, and they gave an ear to the flesh, to the devil. They stepped outside of their protection. So God said, Who said you're naked? Because they weren't covered. Say they're not covered. I want you to hear that when we walk in the flesh, we're going to feel naked. We're going to feel condemnation. We're going to feel shame. But there's a covering that he provides. I want you to realize that he didn't leave them naked. He covered them. He provided for them a covering. And it took an animal, hallelujah, and killed it and made for them covering and covered their nakedness. That's what Jesus did for us. He covered my nakedness. God's always providing a way to choose him, to walk in it. Go ahead, Randy. Put something on because I can finish here. You all right? 2 minutes. He says, so they were outside the covering. Outside the covering. Say outside the covering. Outside the truth that he provided. And the man said to the woman, or he said to the man, he says, how hast thou eaten? He said, the woman that you gave me. God asked him, he says, who did this? Do you know that Adam ate it too? He ate what the devil gave him. The provision from the serpent, he ate it. He was feeding the flesh. Something in him said, I need something more. And the flesh, he ate from what he gave him, not from what God gave him. And when you eat from the flesh, from the carnal realm, you immediately begin to blame others. You'll blame God. You immediately begin to come into a place of division with God and with those around you. Because we begin to live in self, in a carnal realm, in a lower realm that God never intended us to walk in. And that opens the door for everything else to come in that's negative. Step outside of that provision, that protection that God has provided. The shelter of his word, the provision of everything he said. And then Eve said this. She says, and the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me. The devil did it. He gave me to eat. I ate what he gave me to eat. I chose what he provided for me instead of what you gave me. Because there was many more to take from. All these trees that I can eat from, but one tree, I just want you to trust me. We couldn't do it. Maintain your spirit. Don't feed your flesh. And the Bible says to the devil, he said to him, he says, now you're cursed from here on out. You will crawl in your belly. Say your belly. Do you know, I want you to hear something, that the devil had legs at one time. Say a serpent had legs. They say that the boa and the python, their skeletons still have the remnants of legs. But they crawl in their belly because God cursed them. Crawl in their belly. And to eat the dust, say the dust, the carnal realm. I want you to hear this and know that, listen, the devil, when you're eating from the spirit, he can't touch you. But when you're eating from the carnal realm, you give him place. In the beginning of the Bible, it says that the devil was a serpent. By the time you get to Revelation, he's a dragon. Somebody fed him. And he eats from the flesh. He eats from what we give him, from division, from bitterness, from unforgiveness. That's how he gets strength. That's how that we feed the devil in our lives, from the carnal realm, where we give him strength. We give him opportunity to move in our lives, to bring division amongst each other, is when we respond and we take hold of what he's given us. Would you stand to your feet? The Bible says in Isaiah, says the dust is serpent's food. He feeds on the dust, the lower realm. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. The last thing he says is this. He says, and I will put an enmity between thee, an enmity between you and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise your head. Say, it'll bruise your head. And thou shalt bruise his heel. He's given us weapons to feed our spirit. He said this, I want you to get this and take hold of this, amen? Because he said that, the Bible says that our Lord came, sprang out of Judah. He was from the line of the tribe of Judah.
Mary birthed out of her Christ, Judah. And because of Jesus, he went to the cross, hung on the cross and died. But with his foot, he said he crushed the enemy's head. And his heel was bruised. His heel was bruised. With your worship and with your praise, he arises. You feed your spirit. You increase. Come on, amen. You begin to plow through things that you couldn't get through before. You begin to break off chains that were there in your life. Things that you surrendered to in the flesh. When you begin to respond to the Spirit and walk in the Spirit right now, today, as you begin to maintain your walk with God, as you begin to take hold of the Word of God and you begin to apply it, take hold of that, begin to walk it out and watch what God does. Watch how you begin to increase in the Spirit. You begin to have an ear to hear what God's saying in the moment. I need to hear right now what God's saying to me today. Today. I need to hear what he's saying. Not just once a week, but every day. To be strengthened. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, each one here tonight, God, Lord, that I pray to God, Lord, that we have a responsibility you place within us. We don't always like responsibility, but God, Lord, we have this responsibility to cherish the seed that's within us. God, our spirit, we have responsibility, hallelujah, to walk with you, to choose you every day. Father God, Lord, I ask right now to God, each one of us, to God, Lord, that we evaluate, that we take that selfie, and we look at our walk, we challenge ourselves to walk with you, with everything, with our hearts. Not just words. But let our lights shine. Let our lights be the evidence of God to those around us. We bless you. We give you glory. And to God, Lord, because of you, we are blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen.